This is Pearls and Swine. I'm Levi. I have Nate next to me and Travis across the table from me. And today we are going to be talking about Lent. What's the meaning of Lent? Why we practice it as a church and our personal experiences in the season of Lent. Lent is a time of repentance. It's a time for us individually and I think corporately to get into the scriptures and to read more and to pray more and to really prepare ourselves for the great celebration, the great feast of Easter that we get to celebrate in about 40 days. And so it's exciting times in church world. But for some people, Lent is not something that they have regularly practiced. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about why we do. So, Nate, why do we practice Lent?
I was just about to ask you that very same question. Why do we practice Lent, Levi? Yeah, in some sense, it's a preparation for Easter. Scriptures talk a little bit about preparing ourselves for different things, being prepared to tell people about the hope that we have in Jesus, being prepared with scripture to encourage each other, exhort each other, rebuke, reprove each other. And so there's lots of preparation ideas in the scripture. And so as we prepare for that great celebration, which for the Christian, like Easter's it. That is our big celebration time because our Lord is alive. Sin and death are defeated. And we have the hope of not only eternal life, but a life lived now with our Lord with the power of the Holy Spirit, which is just a great adventure that God has sent us on to do his mission. And so, since Easter is this big thing, preparing for it's a good idea. And the church historically has done great things in challenging each other to look at scripture, to reflect on how we're doing, what's going on. Are we ready for this great celebration?
And I got to admit that I grew up in a church where we talked about Lent, but we didn't really celebrate or practice it leading up. But I grew up in a very Catholic area. And so a lot of friends of mine did. They were giving up things and all that. Mm. I was always super confused because it was 40 days, but there was more than 40 days when Ash Wednesday to Easter. And I was like, what's going on? Because they didn't practice on Sunday.
No, they got to celebrate.
Yeah.
Because we Christians, Jesus rose again. Of course, that's why you don't do it.
But we ate a lot of fish on Friday nights.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fish on Friday nights. A lot of great fish fries. That's probably the reason fish fries are on Friday nights.
Yep.
I never thought of that.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a revelation?
Exactly. Wisconsin is a fantastic place to go for a fish fry on Friday night. I'll just put that out there.
Nice.
Very good. Yeah, for me, there's a corporate value of us repenting and coming back and really fasting and praying. And it commemorates what Jesus did when he was in his 40 days of fasting. Yet, I think for me, it's really relational in the sense of, you know, in a relationship, if I'm always just like, okay, God, speak to me. Okay, God, do this. Okay, God, do this. If I did that with my wife, it wouldn't work very well. Relationships are two-way streets. And this isn't, it's not like God's going to bless me just because I do this or we do this, but there is a, I want that to be an importance in my life. I want God to be, I want to know more of him. I want my heart to be open to him and all of his goodness and all of his greatness to flow freely in that. And I think one of the beauties of Lent is when we're focused like that of just opening our hearts. Not that we shouldn't be the other 300 and something days of the year, but it really just helps us, I think, to when you have other people doing it with you and there's just this encouragement. But it's really a relational thing that I want to know God. I want to do my part to know not only that he loves me, but that I actually love him. And I think when we're loving God in that way, there's something that comes out of that. It's really beautiful.
The beauty of it is that it's a time set aside for God. We're cognizant of it. It's on the forefront of our mind. And it's, a, like you said, a season of preparation to celebrate the biggest day in human history of Christ rising from the grave. But it also gives you those moments to pause and consider, starting with Jesus fasting 40 days in the wilderness. That's why we give up stuff, because of what Jesus did. And so when we do give up something, usually I try to pick out something now that is hard for me to give up. And because when I want that thing, then I can think about it. And so before you get all snickery, we are talking about chips this year, the salty, crispy, delicious snack that I love. That's what I'm giving up for Lent. And so whenever I want that snack, it gives me that reminder of, oh, I can think about the great sacrifice that Jesus gave for me. He didn't just give up a bag of chips for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd never given up anything for Lent until Levi came. I was like, hey, this is a good thing for the church community.
It's because I started thinking emails about that. Your curse words.
Yeah. Well,
we're on air.
Yeah. So when I first started doing that and really giving up stuff, it just heightened then that celebration where we're able to partake again. It's this tangible reminder that Jesus did far more. We live in a culture that has so much and has our desires met almost instantaneously. And so to choose to give up something, and I think you're right, Trav, like it's so important that it be something that, you know, we desire, we like to have it, we enjoy. Like, I don't know, for me to give up chicken isn't a big deal since I'm allergic to it and I've had to give it up forever. But to give up something that's important, and it could be social media. It could be something that you enjoy on a regular basis that is just helpful to refocus you back to God. Like, kind of like what you said, Trav, like whenever you do desire that, to be able to pray and spend some time with God and really reconnect with God in a way that's healthy, the way we're meant to, the way we're supposed to receive our joy and our satisfaction from.
Yeah, a lot of times it's giving up something that is good in order for something that is better, and that is always God. Mm. And you see that throughout the scripture, people giving up things and fasting and praying and really going after really the heart of God so that they can experience the heart of God. And I think that's an important part of Lent. We practice as a church usually two fasts a year. One is a Daniel fast at the beginning of September. And there's no significant church calendar. We just started doing that as we wanted to just really focus on who God is for the year in ministry and what God is calling us as a corporate body to do. In the Daniel fast, I actually really love because in the Daniel fast, you don't drink coffee and
brutal.
And you have all the addicts, so they have headaches and all of those things. And it always makes me laugh. So I really enjoy that part. Maybe I like their misery more than I like the fast itself. But you're not eating meats or anything like that. You're eating all vegetables. And we only do it for a week together. But it's really been a really good thing for our church to be able to do that. And I think Lent is really not second to that, but really another part of just refocusing ourselves on why we do what we do. Why are we here together? Why do you get up on a Sunday morning to come and corporately worship this incredible God that we have? And really sense that and to feel more emotionally attached to God. I think that's one of the things that happens for me in Lent. This year, we're walking through a book together, a devotional prayer journal. It's not really a book, and it's really heavily seated in scripture. It's called Torin, looking at the temple curtain, this curtain that was ripped in two when Jesus died on the cross. It really is the symbol of that our lives have been opened up to God. And that we can receive him and that there's no veil or there's nothing between us and God. And there's only one mediator and that's Jesus. And because of what he did for us on the cross, that we can go boldly before the throne. And it's really cool to be able to kind of just pour that into my soul, as we walk toward the days of Easter.
The one other attribute of fasting is that it's not just fasting in and of itself. We look at when Jesus was in the desert, he fasted and he prayed. So whenever we go for that bag of chips or that curse word at the tip of our tongues, Nate, we turn to the Lord and we turn to him, and that gives us just another reminder to communicate with him. It gives us another opportunity to open the door of our hearts a little bit more in connection with God. I think we often think of Lent as a time of, you know, somberness, sackcloth and ashes and the crucifixion that is ahead, but it really is a time to celebrate who Jesus is and what God has done for us through him and the life that he lived as a roadmap for us to point our lives towards. And I really like that part of Lent. Levi, you said it was another opportunity for a more emotional connection. I think that we celebrate the joy and the anticipation of Christmas with more of a gladness. And with Lent season, we're just more focused. It seems like you're more hyper-focused in that relationship with Christ for what he's done for us.
It's almost like spring cleaning though, too, right? Mm-hmm. It's this, you know, Ash Wednesday is the traditional day that the church starts off and they put an ash on their head. We don't actually do that here, but it's this symbolism of really spring cleaning and that you're in a sense of mourning toward this loss of intimacy with God because of your sin and this repentance. And I think it's kind of awesome to do that corporately as a church. And to do that in this pre-Easter celebration. And then on Sunday, just recognizing, man, we have a risen Lord. And it's not just one day Easter.
Yeah, we have a reason to party every day.
Yeah, well, we have a reason to party and really come together for a party on Sunday because we have a risen Lord. It's just awesome. I think it's just a reminder to me that it's not just Easter, but we're always celebrating on a weekly basis what God has done for us through the person of Jesus Christ.
I think it really helps us even to project into the future and remember that this is a celebration we get to have because of what our God has done to overcome our sin. But there's an even better celebration yet to come where we're standing in His presence and all of sin has been eradicated and our God has the final victory and we get to hang out with Him and hang out with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Like, I think there's this projection even that happens. And probably Levi, I love the saying that you often will say in regards to believers, like, this is the worst it's ever going to get for us. We have the hope of heaven to look forward to. And so when we're, you know, giving up stuff or making the sacrifice to connect with God, like there should be this anticipation, like this is the worst it's ever going to get in this life, whatever that experience is. And there can be traumatic things that happen, you know, far beyond fasting or whatever, but we have this great expectation yet to come that we can look forward to as we're making these little sacrifices.
Yeah. And I like the idea that you called it spring cleaning because I think it's a good time for us to do an in-heart check mm-hmm. and get a pulse on where we're at with our walk, the things that we're struggling with, the things that we need to clean up and throw out. But it also reminds me too that it's not just about me, that this gift was very much for me, but it was very much for everyone else too. So it gives me that gut check of like, okay, I believe this. I'm trying to live this out in my life, but how am I living it out and how am I reaching out to my family, my friends and my neighbors and those around me? And I know we usually do something big here to celebrate on Evangel for Easter, where it's a great opportunity to invite family and friends. And that's always a conviction for me. Like, who am I inviting? Who am I reaching out to? Am I mm-hmm. building those connections and those relationships to share this amazing gift that we get to celebrate each and every day?
I think the other thing for me is it really brings me back to scripture and really pushes me in to just be really disciplined in going, God, man, I want to hear from you. I want you to speak into my life, into my heart. The other part of it is traditionally that giving up was like to charity or serving the poor, and those are just really wonderful things that we can connect into. Abstaining from certain foods is also memorizing scripture, has been a part of Lent for its historical practices. It's just this really incredible way to go, man, God, we need you moment by moment. We need you all the time. And I think that's one of the things that the fasting part reminds us of. And then pouring into scripture that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And there's this beautifulness in Lent that I find in the practice of it. You know, we don't force all of our congregants or our attendees, hey, you have to do this. It's not heavy-handed. We just invite the congregation to do it because we think it's so beautiful and a meaningful thing to do together.
But it is good. Like, when you're doing the same kind of devotional things and you have these different insights and you can share it with others who are doing those same things, it brings you closer together. It creates that deeper intimacy and companionship where you recognize, hey, we're going through this together and we want to all connect with our God together. And so that's super encouraging to see and experience. So if there's people out there who would like to experience it with us, we would love for you to join us. I mean, you can always drop us a note and let us know, and we'll get you one of these books called Torn, a devotional prayer journal. You're not too late.
The other one that we really recommend, if you want an online one, it's out of Biola University. And just really this excellent online resource. And they usually have some type of artwork, some type of scripture, and then some type of song that goes along with it, and a reading. Really beautiful to really attach some of that art and some of the music into the passage of scripture. And we've done that with our kids. We've done that with as a family, and that's been really powerful in our house. For the website, if you want to just grab that, it's ccca.biola.edu/Lent. You can pick that up, and it's pretty awesome. So they do a really, really good job out there.
Yeah, and they revitalize that every year.
That's out of California.
One. Yeah, LA area.
Yeah, like what good comes out of California?
It's a great question. My wife, but anyway, so.
Nice save on that one.
Yeah, and so we would love for you guys to join us in that, because you know, we just see the value of getting in the scripture together and challenging each other and encouraging each other with what our God has done and how Jesus has sacrificed for us, and we want to draw in closer to him. And so, yeah, you don't have to attend Evangel, but you could join us as well during this Easter season. We'd love to see you and get to know you too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're a newbie to Lent, we would love to walk with you in that. And if you have done it a long time ago and want to connect with another congregation just doing that, we'd love to have you anywhere you are at on the spiritual spectrum. If you maybe don't believe in Jesus and you're going, hey, I'm just going to do this and see what these guys are doing and why they're doing it, come do it with us. It'd be fun. We're always open to questions, and any questions that you have, we would love to hear those things. If you do have a question, send it to travis@evangelup.org. If you have a suggestion for a different podcast talk or something that you would like for us to walk through the scripture on, please send that to travis@evangelup.org. We have a bunch of other podcasts that are out there. That is at evangelup.org, and you can pick up all of those. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.